faithful unto death, the crown of life. Revelation 2:9-11. The church in Smyrna was a small, persecuted, impoverished group of believers. They didn't have buildings, budgets, or political power, yet Jesus looked at them and said, I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. That statement alone flips the world's values upside down. The world sees weakness, suffering, and poverty, but Jesus sees eternal riches, tested faith, and unshakable treasure. This letter shows us how to live when faith costs us everything, how to be faithful unto death and receive the crown of life. Christ knows our tribulation. I know your tribulation and your poverty, but you are rich. And the slander by those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Tribulation flips, this means pressure, crushing weight, affliction. Smyrna's Christians were being pressed by Roman authorities and hostile neighbors. Some had lost jobs, homes, and even families. Yet Jesus says, I know. He doesn't ignore their suffering, he shares in it. They were poor materially but rich spiritually, like James 2:5 says, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith? Even slander and lies, false accusations from those claiming to be God's people could not take away the riches of Christ. Christ warns of testing. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you will be tested and you will have tribulation for 10 days. Do not fear. This is not a suggestion. It's a command rooted in trust. The enemy may cast them into prison, but God will use it as a test, not a defeat. 10 days suggests a limited period, severe but temporary. Just as Daniel was tested for 10 days on vegetables in Babylon, God sets boundaries around the trial. The message, Satan intends harm, but God turns it into refining. Christ promises the crown. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Faithfulness is not partial, it is unto death, no matter the cost, no matter the sacrifice. The crown of life is not a king's crown of gold, but the victory wreath given to athletes who finish the race. Eternal life, the reward of enduring faith, far outweighs earthly loss. Christ encourages the overcomer. The one who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The one who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. The second death is eternal separation from God. For the believer, the worst this world can do is kill the body, but Christ promises eternal security. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. The overcomer may suffer the first death, but he will never taste the second. Remember Christ's presence in trials. He says, I know. Your pain, rejection, or poverty does not go unseen. Hold riches in the right hand. True riches are not in wealth or comfort, but in faith, obedience, and eternal reward. Do not fear the fire. Persecution is temporary. Christ's kingdom is eternal. Suffering refines us. Resolve to be faithful unto our calling is not survival, but faithfulness. Better to die faithful than live faithless. Fix your eyes on the crown of life. We run not for fading glory, but for everlasting joy in God's presence. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Tertullian. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Jim Elliot. If Christ be God and died for me, then no sacrifice can be too great for me to make for him. C.T. Studd. Smyrna had no rebuke from Christ, only encouragement to hold fast. Their suffering would not destroy them but crown them. Beloved, you may feel pressure, you may face slander, you may be stripped of earthly security, but in Christ you are rich. Stand stay faithful, even unto death, for one day you will hear. Well done, good and faithful servant. And then he will place upon your head not the fading crown of this world, but the eternal crown of life.